Hello, this is Joanne.
Hey Joanne, how you doing?
I'm good. Is this Mark?
Yeah, Mark here from Private Prime Design Innovators. How you doing?
Great. Good. How are you?
Not too bad. Thank you for asking. So, we're good to speak for a few moments, right?
Yes.
All right, perfect. So, well, actually, you must have already seen on the website, but we have kind of a bit of a promotional kind of an activity running. And since you got a hold of me, it looks like you're trying to get a website revamped, and this is established business, as I assume. I just wanted to walk you through the packages we have, and that said, you could get a better price than what you would get on a regular day, right? So are you at a computer by any chance, Joanne?
Yes, I have your website up. I was kind of, looking through your packages, so then I can refer them to our CEO, who's going to, review these proposals and just make a decision on what she's going to do.
Of course, yes. So, Angela, is she in the office? Does she reside in the same office?
She
Is it a
does, but
different office?
she's not here today.
Okay.
She's kind of left this, I'm her direct assistant, so she's left this on me to research coders and research options, and we have a meeting on Wednesday to discuss, and then she's going to choose.
Of course, yes. So I think right now the problem you're facing, I think you're pretty satisfied with the website itself, but you're not able to make the most out of your organic visitors that you're getting through your SEO activities, right?
Exactly. We're getting really good organic visits. We're getting like close to 30,000,
Oh, wow.
in a week. So, but no, we're not getting enough conversions. We're not getting hardly any. They're spending a few minutes on the website and that's it. And some just a few seconds. And they're not getting past the landing page.
Okay, so you've also tracked the optimization of the website. You see, have you seen the analytics on what their direction or what their navigation on the website is? Do they just fall out of the landing page, or do they research a couple
We
pages?
have the top place that they're going first is the pricing page, of course. So when they get to the pricing page, they're spending maybe 13 to 20 seconds there. And then we are getting a lot of inquiries. So the because they there is a submission a form submission for any questions that they want to submit. There's one on every page. So it tells us what page it comes from when it comes in. It's a Squarespace, website right now. So, and she's willing to move to something else. It's just we need to know what's going to be best for us.
Okay. Well,
But
that
that's
makes
where
sense,
most of
yeah.
the traffic is going to is the pricing page, and then they're dropping off from there.
Okay, now,
And
yeah,
the
that's
shopping cart doesn't work right. We've got issues with the shopping cart. The shopping cart has never worked properly. We can't do international orders with it. We have to do all those manually. Multiple, if somebody wants to buy a multiple subscription, things like that, it doesn't work properly. So we're having issues like that with the connections of our shipping and the shopping cart, and we've spent thousands of dollars to have that reprogrammed, and it was the coders that we hired never finished the project.
Well, Naya, I think that's definitely, that's detrimental, to any marketing activity you do, because, if you don't have your cart working and then, the checkout page is not optimized, then you're immediately losing people. You're losing potential customers. That could be a few thousand dollars in revenue at least, right? So that said, I think the website itself, if you look at it from a design thinking perspective as well, even someone like me, who's not the smartest one in the room right now as a designer, I see a lack of design consistency, as you call it. So there's a lack of design thinking in the website. And how long have you been using this website, by the way? Like, has it been there for a long time now?
Since 2019, I think.
Okay, so a couple years, okay. So, well,
Yeah.
that's interesting. The design does not look too, so up to date to me. I was under the impression that this was about, from probably 2014, 15, but I definitely see, major improvements that you'd have to do to the UI and the UX. Probably a complete overhaul if you guys are ready to, kind of take that
Yes,
bold step.
that's why we're shopping.
Okay. So, in fact, let me show you some portfolio of, a few websites that you've done in the recent past, and that's going to give you some idea of what I'm talking about, right?
Okay.
Because,
Okay.
yeah, when you get to a
I mean,
computer, it's just going to
I
know.
come from a coding background, but I've been out of it for too long for me to be able to. I never coded websites. I actually am a software coder. So,
Okay. That's good to hear. So, like you, what technologies do you work on? I mean, are you familiar with WordPress, for example?
It's been years. I haven't coded since 2009. So I've been out of it for a long time, and with the quick, the ch quickly changing trends and everything like that, I'm not adequate enough anymore to be a coder full time. So, I mean, I use my knowledge in other ways, but
Right, yeah.
C++, Java, and Linux were my specialties.
Right, I mean, and then, staying out of the industry, you're not staying in touch with the technological trends for a decade is actually like a millennium, when you talk about technology, right? Because
Exactly,
everything moves so
exactly.
fast.
That's
Right,
why I
so,
can help in
yeah.
certain areas, and I can, coach, but I can't, that's not my niche anymore. So when you're talking, I kind of can understand where you're coming from and everything like that. So I
Right.
can help the CEO to make some decisions, but I am not a coder anymore.
Okay, no, yeah, that's all right. I mean, I just wanted to figure out if there's more like a preference for a CMS that you guys are already familiar with, because we pretty much do all the technologies, except the the drag and drop builders, because we don't endorse them personally anyway, right? We
Right,
believe in
we
custom
don't want
websites.
that.
Yeah,
Yeah,
we believe
we
in
want
template.
something put together. Right.
Custom,
But
designs are the way to go. I wouldn't recommend a template or a cookie cutter theme of the market, because that has like two problems. One with the overall look and feel that becomes similar to like 500 different other similar businesses out there, that are using the same
exactly.
theme. And then on
And
top of
that's what
that,
we
it's
don't
gonna
want.
yeah, that's gonna kill your SEO. The good results that you get, the fabulous results that you're getting through SEO as well, right? So that's it. I think you've kind of found the right people right off the bat, I'll be honest with you, because we do custom websites. But then let's look at the websites that we've done in the recent past, in the especially in the kids industry, and something related to piano as well, piano lessons as well. You guys heard about Felicia Zhang?
No.
Okay. Well, she's an award-winning. She's pretty popular all over the USA, and she's an award-winning a pianist. She's a teacher, and we're doing her current
Well,
website right now.
the CEO may know who she is, but I'm not versed in the musical part. So
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, yeah. Any of us know them, yeah.
Angela's been a teacher for over 30 years, and this our particular product that we are marketing is geared towards 3 to 6 years old only. It is a early beginner, young beginner program, and it is only for 3 to 6 years old.
Oh,
And
wow, okay. That's
it's kind of like a hybrid program. We, even though they're learning online, there's a custom app which you guys haven't seen yet, but we would need coders for that. But it is an online piano studio where there's interaction with online video lessons, and they can play along on the piano with the lesson book, and then it has an interactive practice record, and then there's games on within the piano studio when they reach a certain point and can play a certain song and do certain actions within their lessons, then they're allowed to play games. It will give them an opportunity to play a game.
Nice. Okay. That sounds so cool.
But
So is it
yes,
like,
and
yeah.
so besides that, I'm behind the scenes. So every time they click a practice sticker and they practice, it sends me a notice to my computer, And after 12 consistent practices, I send them a physical prize. So they get a prize in the mail. And then we have a parent group online where all of our enrolled students, their parents or their guardian or whoever that is, we have them in a group and we interact with them and they can ask questions. We have live videos, giveaways, things like that. So it's not just, you know, one and done where they're buying a package and then it's just an online deal. It still
sounds
is.
Sounds more like
a
community,
you know,
building activity. Yes.
Yeah. So we're always still in touch with the parents to get them through the program. And if they have any bumps in the road, we can coach them on how to keep their child involved.
Well, interesting. I mean, is it like a mobile application or is it?
Yes.
Okay. And that you said is in the works right now, right? It's not published yet?
It is. It is working, but some of the things on there need assistance. Some of the games are not functional. So it does need some work. So we're looking for coders that can help with that as well.
Okay, well, I'm glad you mentioned that, actually, because, you know, we, you know, just to give you a better introduction about the company that you're speaking to right now, Prime Design Innovators, our parent company, or let's say our forte, is actually mobile application development, right? You could go to huffandmaser.com. That's our mobile application, you know, arm. And, you know, these are like sister companies, right? So, in fact, we could talk about that as well. And, you know, hopefully if we get to work together, you wouldn't have to shop around for an app developer at least. And we probably would
be
able to help you.
Well, that's the whole deal. We'd like to get it all together so that, you know, we're working with one company that we can trust that can handle it. We've gone with separate, you know, hired separate things, and it has not panned out. And I'm going to be managing all of this, and I've had to deal with coders where they say things are done. I've gone in and looked at it and tested it, and it hasn't been. And they've dragged out the work. A 3-month project was dragged out to more than a year, and then they never finished it. We had to stop.
We had to stop
working on it.
I may just be assuming, but you know, this looks like, you know, there's a lot of companies, probably about 70% of all the companies out there that kind of offer mobile application development as a service. They're actually website development companies, right? And then, you know, when they have clients that need a mobile app, they either outsource the work or they try and, you know, cut corners to, you know, deliver an extra service. So for them, actually, mobile application development is an extra service, right? Unlike them, we kind of have our, you know, we are a mobile-first company. So even any kind of websites that we do, you know, say the cheapest website that you go for with us, it is mobile-optimized, right? Because we understand that about 60 to 75% of all the traffic, depending, of course, upon your niche and the industry that you work in, it comes from mobile devices, right? iPad,
exactly.
Phones. So you cannot miss out on a mobile device. And then, you know, something like a checkout or something like, you know, the payment screen, they should work flawlessly. I mean, even if your payment merchant does not cooperate with the whole ecosystem that you're building, you know, it's just going to be a loose crack that's going to, you know, be detrimental to your whole monetary, you know, earnings that you make. Through,
exactly.
Right,
I
so
totally
then,
agree with that.
Yeah. In fact, I just sent you something on the chat right now. So let's look at this first example, and you tell me if I am in the right direction or you have a better example for me to look at.
Okay. Let's take a look.
Right, so this one's called Clay Fingers. And let me know when you're looking at it.
I'm looking at it now. Okay.
Right, and you just skim through it and tell me if you see the difference between your website and this one, if you can spot the difference, right?
There's a lot of interaction animation.
There you go.
It draws you in to want to know more.
Exactly. You see, you know, when you talk about especially a kid's website, you're actually targeting the parents, right? The parents that are doing it for their kids, right? So there has to be an element of, say, you know, more like love, and there has to be an element of interaction as well, right? Now, when I envision a kid's website, you know, that's targeted to their parents, I actually envision more like an animation, a beautiful, stretched out animation from left to right, opening up on the screen, showing me an interaction button or something that kind of, entices me to, right off the bat, start interacting with the website, like you would see on this website on the top as well, right? On the right at
Yes,
the start.
everything is, you've got, stuff that pops up for hovering over things and, lots of different things that you can click on. There's videos, there's tutorials. Yeah,
Exactly. You
this
see
is
this
good.
guy, this little kid throwing off, more like a GIF, where he's
Yep.
kind of throwing everything in the air. That's the kind of, look and feel you need in order to, because you, if your, potential customer is interacting with a static screen, they might as well just look at a magazine, right? They wouldn't want to come online and look at your website. So the idea here is that the website should look like it's coming to life, and we've done things that are, a lot more animated, a lot more moving than this. But then I think this is the right kind of the etiquette amount
I
of
think so too.
interaction
Yeah.
and motion that you need within a website.
We have good, we've got videos of, students. We do have, content that we're using on our social media channels, which is helping, but it's helping to guide people to the website and they want to know more. But once they get there, it is so flat that it's not getting the conversion rate that it should. For that
Exactly.
kind of
That's where you
visit,
lose the
and
people.
it's first, it's when you look, when you search for it, or search for the keywords and whatever, our Piano Kids is coming up as number one because it is specific for age. But yeah, we're not just not getting the conversion, and that's huge for us. We're not getting any sales. So we had a great conversion rate for a while, and now it's just not there.
Right. Now, I mean, like I said, I mean, you could get 100,000 people in a week. I mean, just by the way, you're getting, fabulous amount of numbers. We just have to check what kind of traffic you're getting, because it's not just about the volume, right? It's about the relevancy as well. We do
Yes.
offer, website marketing services as well. I'll come back to that and, probably say at a better time, hopefully once we start working on the website with you. But then again, I mean, no matter what kind of traffic you get in, if you have a landing page that kind of, at least allows people to leave their contact details, if not, right off the bat make a purchase, even that matters, because you have to build an email marketing list. You have to build a bucket that you can retarget. Because even with the, I'm sure you must be familiar with the Google Console, the Google, the
Yes, we're working with the Google Workspaces and all of that. Yep, we're
yeah.
working with all of that. And we do have, when someone does come to the website and they fill out a contact form, they're automatically dropped into the MailChimp campaign. It's a drip campaign, and they get, I think, 9 or 11 emails that explain a little bit about the program each time.
Yeah.
But we're not getting a whole lot of open rate with those. Either, they're, I think either
Right.
they're going to spam or, something. So all around, it's just not, they're not, they don't have a cohesive connection that's funneling that sales.
Well, Maya, I think to be fair with your marketing team, I think they're doing a good job. I mean, as long as you have an email marketing funnel set up, they're retargeting, visitors leaving their contact details as a way of showing their interest in your
Yes.
services. I think they're doing a good job.
They just started working with, well, we were working with them before, and then we went back to working with them, and so we've started the last 3 months we've been working with them, and that's why they suggested starting to reach out for a redesign. And so that's what started this whole deal. And then we figured, okay, if we're going to go with a redesign, we're going to look for a company that can do both the piano studio and the website so that we can get everything done and it's optimized and it's ready to go.
Right, and I think, yeah, it's a plain and simple issue with the design, I'll be honest with you. And once that is, like, revamped and overhauled, I think you would be able to get a lot better results, because the whole look and feel of the current page, that's kind of turning me off. I mean, I look at the website designs like every day for bread and butter, and this one, does not have that look and feel. So I think you're in the right direction. It's not about the marketing. It's actually about the design with the website, right? Let me show you one thing more. This is a Russian website we did. It has a translator to it, so you could, you know, even translate it. But I'm showing you this one to, you know, just to give you an idea of, you know, another, you know, kind of design that has some kind of design thinking involved, right? So let me just send that over to you.
Okay.
And okay, yeah, just sending that over. This is a lot more simpler if you look at it closely to the other one, but it's just a play of colors, right? The color palette and everything. But I still feel like, you know, you like the first one better, the clay fingers. But this is like, you know, another flip side of, you know, a contemporary design that's used with a website for kids.
Okay. It's loading. It's taking a minute.
Okay.
Just kind of thinking.
Okay, well, that's taking a little longer than expected.
I think it's because it's translating it.
Oh, yeah, okay, so you must have clicked on the, you know, it's either automatically translating it or you must have clicked on the translator. But,
yeah, let me just go to the original and redo it.
Yeah, you could just look at the format. The language and the, you know, the text may not be relevant.
Okay, there we go. Oh, that looks cute.
Right, so you're talking about the age brackets, right? So, you know, this is how we have molded it together. Right off the bat, people should know what kind of age brackets you deal in and where they need to navigate to be able to find the relevant content. So that's how we set this one up. You could just skim through it and see. You know, the color scheme is something that, you know, kind of intrigues people when they look at this website, and I feel the same. I mean, you know, it has a pastel kind of a color scheme that, again, is a, you know, a nurturing kind of a color scheme that's used for everything that involves, you know, dearly love and, you know, a care. So it immediately gives you that welcoming vibe if you feel the same.
Yes, and we have a color palette. You can take a look at it. If it needs adjusting, you know, we can, I guess, talk about all those aspects.
Should be
but,
the
yeah,
same
this
colors
one's,
the
I
logo,
like,
right?
I like this. Yes, the same colors that are in the logo. We have, like, six. We have six colors that we're using, and those are consistent throughout the program. Even in the enrollment pack that we send them, it has six markers and six crayons that – match.
Okay, that's nice. Yeah. So
I like.
Yeah,
this. I think I like this design. A lot.
Oh, you do? Okay.
I like this one, and even the other one for the animation is wonderful. But the aspect of having the age group right away, so people know immediately when they come to Piano Kids, it's for 3 to 6 years old.
Exactly. Yeah. So exactly what I wanted to look. You know, wanted you to look at. So this is. This is the kind of approach we need with your website as well. You know, if you want to start converting, if you want to start making sure that, you know, you get maximum people dropping in their information. Like I said, if they're not ready to make a purchase right off the bat, because, you know, with today's business, it's more about building a community that you can retarget. Because a lot of people, you know, they open like five websites together, they go through it. And then they're not ready to make the purchase yet. They have to, you know, digest the information before they can come back and they can, you know, make a purchase. And then, you know, you have to click with them proactively at the right time by sending out email marketing. Some people even do text messages, which I kind of find violating. But, you know, a lot of people, you know, a lot of even good reputable businesses even do text message marketing as well. But before we get to
Well,
that,
we're just getting involved in that text message marketing and trying to figure out how to maneuver that.
well, then we could help you with that as well. I mean, like I said, we are doing it for a couple established businesses as well that probably 5 years ago did not think it was a good idea, right? But and we also thought it was not the best idea. But now a lot of businesses are getting involved into text message marketing, and we've been doing it for about 2.5 years as well. In fact, we have a bucket of about, I think, roughly 500,000 numbers that have they have subscribed to a promotional marketing from our different brands that we have, the different sister companies that we own, right? So that kind of goes to the people who are actually who welcome those messages and they welcome the content, and they're the most likely to kind of interact with you, and a CTR click through as well to your website. So that region is somewhere we could help you as well. But if you want to take baby steps from here, I think yes, the first thing is to definitely kind of have a good design team sit down, UI UX designer, instructional design team. We actually work with a few LMSs as well, right? Learning management systems like online academies for kids, youngsters, in different niches as well. For example, I recently was working on a project for kids with autism, right? So they had to have more of
Yes, my daughter has
accessibility.
it, so I understand.
Oh, well, I'm sorry to hear that. So you would understand, you need a, with that kind of a niche, you have to be a little more careful with the design, right? It should not be too,
Yes, we want to optimize for accessibility as well, so that's important. We do have some students that do have special needs, and the parents still, want to work with them with music, so we want to make sure that our website is optimized for that as well.
Sweet. I mean, there you go. So, I think the first step is to, have the team sit together, jot their heads down, and kind of make a roadmap for the design and how they want the navigation to work, right? And
Okay,
once
so how
that
do we
comes
make that
together,
happen?
well, let me get you back to our website, Prime Design Innovator. Let me send you the list of packages. I'll recommend you a package. You tell me if that's good to go, and then I'll send you that in the email. You look at it with Angela. Probably have her on the call as well, because I think she'd be interested in, doing a bit of a brainstorming with us as well, if that's okay with her, if that's possible,
Okay.
and then we could get the ball
Yes.
rolling.
That would be good. She would like that to, definitely if we're going to go forward, she'll be in the mix from that point forward.
Perfect. Yeah,
So,
so
for
she would be
sure.
interested in speaking, right? Yeah, of course.
Yes, absolutely. So I'll
Perfect. So I
present
just
all of
sent
it.
you the link
When you
to.
send this to me, I will get with her and we'll set up an appointment to get on a call and talk about, what we're going to do.
Definitely. Yeah, that sounds like a plan. So I'm just sending you a link right now. You look at that with me together, because I need to show you the pricing and give you a breakdown of the packages as well. We do offer more than one packages for e-commerce websites. So, I need to hear from you whether which one may be suitable for you. So I'll give you like a ballpark price. I'll give you like a timeline as well, and that way you have some information to share with Angela, right?
Okay, now one question I do have for you. She's going to want to know about tech support and what kind of support that you're going to have in, after all of this is done.
Okay, now that's a good question. So how we work is we are more of a work for hire kind of a company, right? We don't
Okay.
charge you on a monthly or yearly basis. Whatever price I'm going to show you, that's going to be one final price for the complete thing, right from scratch, right? Discovery, design, development, deployment to replace your current website. And then with that, we offer a 60 days complimentary maintenance retainer, right? From
Okay.
60 days from the time of deployment, once that's done, you have like two options. A, we make sure you're independent with the website, because you 100% own the website. And then B, we do give you a content management system that allows you to maintain the website yourself, right? And that's as simple as drag and drop. I mean, it's not a drag and drop builder, but we code the website on the back end, and then we code the CMS for you as well. So if you want to, make simple changes, like change out the pictures, add more videos, or change out the text, you could do that on your
We
own.
have somebody that does that for us. That would be good. Okay. So
Perfect.
then
And in
we
that
have
case, I think we definitely would be looking at WordPress because that's an easier, you know, it has a global content management system that most developers are familiar with. So you wouldn't have to even stay, you know, hosted with us when the website goes live. You could take this to any developer because WordPress is an open source technology, right?
Okay.
So are you looking at the link that I sent to you?
I am looking at it.
Right. So anything, you know, if you go down on the page and where you see the packages and you just navigate to where it says e-commerce.
All right. Elite Silver.
You're looking at the e-commerce packages, right?
I'm all the way to the bottom, but I think I went too far. So,
Well, this one says creative design is our passion. And then underneath that, it says, you know, in red buttons, it says branding, website, e-commerce, and video.
yes, the all-in-one combo. Is that what I'm supposed to be looking at?
Yeah, just a little over that, where you see the six packages lined up.
Yep, I see them. Okay.
All right, now you just tap on e-commerce. Right under the header, it says branding, website, e-commerce, and video.
It doesn't say that. It says silver, professional, elite, a business website package, an automated interactive conferencing portal, and then a custom CRM portal website package.
Okay, just right above that. That's the second row you're looking at. Let's look at the first row.
Okay,
Right?
first row. Silver, professional, or elite. Okay, got it.
Right now, I think you're still looking at the branding packages. So let's go to the third tab, right over that, like just a little top of that. You see branding, and then you see
No.
website. No. So you see where it says creative design is our passion? The header.
Says creative design is our passion.
There you go. Yeah.
And it
So
says, and then there's a button that says website.
exactly. So right beside website, do you see e-commerce as a button? Like a red
No.
button?
There's a red button that says website. That's it. There's one button.
Okay, try clicking to the right, somewhere like on the screen on the right besides website.
Nope. I'm clicking.
Okay, well that's interesting. I'm looking at it right now and it appears just fine to me. But anyway, so let me in fact go ahead and copy the package that I'm talking about because I think this should suffice for you guys honestly. You're not looking for a huge website, I'll be honest with you, because if I look at this one, the one that you have right now, this has probably about 15 unique pages and not more than that, right? Or do you have like more pages to it?
No, I don't think so.
So all I'm looking at is all that you have within the website, right? Your current website.
Yes, yep, that's the current live website, and we wouldn't probably be adding any more than what's there.
Okay, well then, perfect. I think this one, the first package we have here, out of three packages we offer in e-commerce, I think the first one should just suffice for you. So let me just send this over. Just copy and paste that on the chat here.
This is odd that that's only showing one button.
Well, I'm not too sure what's wrong with it. I mean, I'm looking at the website right now, and it just appears just fine. Probably could just try refreshing the page. And
No, it doesn't. Your live chat pops up, but
okay, just click the link that I sent to you. This one
oh, now
has,
see, that's a different link.
yeah, that's that
That
takes you
says
directly to the
e-commerce. Yep,
e-commerce page.
that's
Yeah, there you go.
e-commerce. Yep, that's there we go. All
Right,
right, so the
and
beginner's e-commerce, is that what you're talking about?
yeah,
Or
the
the
beginner's
corporate?
e-commerce I think should just be good for you. Let's just go through it just to make sure this has everything that you guys need. Why I'm recommending this package is because A, it has up to 15 unique pages, right? That is 15
Okay.
custom design pages rather than anything
Okay.
like a template or a theme, right? Now on top of that, any e-commerce package that we have that comes with payment integration. And it comes with the whole checkout and the cart and everything, right? So We do have packages larger than that as well. But this, even this package that you're looking at right now, if you look at the price that's striked out, it's a $2,000 package on a regular day, right? So you actually get the value for about $2,000 were in just the price of 999, right? And that's a 50% promotional price that you're looking at, and that's still here for at least a few days, so you could just count
Okay.
on it, right? So that's the kind of budget you're looking at, but you get a value for like about $2,000 that you get on a regular day, right?
Got it. Got it.
Do you think
Awesome.
that's a fair budget? I mean, is it
Yes, that's very fair.
right? I mean,
That's
on a
very
regular day,
fair.
this might just be like, I could look around, I'd probably find a better price. But then I think with this 50% off, that kind of cuts the deal for you, right? And then this comes with a CMS as well. So the content management system with an e-commerce website is a lot different than, an informative, a text-based website. Because with an e-commerce website, you have a sales management portal or like a module for sales management as well, right? Where you can manage your, all the sales that you generate from the website. And then you have a receipts and an invoices management tool as well, where you can manage your payments. You can, manually print out receipts. You can, make a batch transfer or like export the data from one place from the website's back end to, let's say, your Excel sheet or whatever. So that's, with even when we'll be using the WordPress CMS, that kind of is, that'll make you self-sufficient. You wouldn't even have to rely on us or any other kind of developer on a monthly retainer to maintain the website and just to keep it up and running, right? You would be able to
Okay.
do most things yourself.
Wonderful. That's great.
Right? This has seven
Okay,
categories. Sorry.
so I would just take Angela to this website. She can look at what this package is. And then, Mark, do you have a phone number or can I get your contact information so that we can schedule with you?
Well, what you could do is you could just call me on the same number we have on the website. If you have a pen handy, I'll just,
Yep, give it
dictate
to
it to
me.
you. Yeah, that's going to be 716-414-4444.
Okay.
Right, so that's 716-414-0388, and you
All
just
right.
have to ask for Mark, and you'll find me.
Okay, Mark. And where are you guys located at?
Well, we have two offices, right? One we have in California, and we have a more like a headquarter in Wyoming, but most of the website development team that's based in California.
Okay.
And that's where I'm sitting at right now.
Perfect.
What time zone are
All
you
right.
in? I mean, where are you guys based at?
We're in Pensacola, Florida.
Okay.
So we are in
East
Central
Coast, right?
Time.
Oh, Central.
Well,
Okay.
yes. Yeah, we're like right on the edge of where Central meets Eastern Time, but we're still on the central side. So the rest of Florida is Eastern. So we're still central though.
Okay, sweet, sweet. Okay. So what I'll do from here, Joanne, I know you have to get back to your CEO as well. You wouldn't be able to make the decision on your own. So I'll drop the information in your email. I'll drop the discounted package pricing as well. And then with that, I'll also confirm with our marketing team on how long the promotions and this, discounted pricing is valid for. So that way you have, we both of us have some kind of timeline on how, what kind of time we have before pre-onboarding, right?
Perfect, perfect. Thank you so much, Mark, for your time today. And I'll be getting back with you. I'll look for that email.
That is my job. We have your email, right? Did you send that over on the chat?
Yeah, I did. It's joanne@pianokids.com.
Okay, yeah, there you go. I see it. All right, perfect. So, Joanne, I'll leave you an email by day end today. And then when should I call you back? Should that be, you say, Wednesday you have your meeting?
I'm going to say Wednesday before COB. So close the business. You should hear from me, or if you don't hear from me, follow up with me by then.
Okay, perfect. That sounds like a plan. And just to confirm your email, you said your email is joanne@pianokids.com, right?
Yep, Joanne, all one word, at pianokids.com.
Got it. Okay. Perfect. So, Joanne, I think I'll let you go for now unless you have anything else for me.
No, I'm
And
good.
I'll circle back with you via email, and I'll leave you my calendar as well so we can reschedule for Wednesday now. All right?
Wonderful. Thanks so much. Have a
That is
great
my
day,
job.
Mark.
I'll let you go. You as well. Bye
All
now.
right. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.